Deborah Burks came directly from USAID. By Debbie Lehrman at brownstone.org. Deborah Burks, who became the White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator on February 27, 2020, came directly from USAID, the department everyone now knows to be a front for CIA propaganda and regime change operations. REF. She served as U.S. Special Representative for Global Health Diplomacy, a joint USAID and State Department office that had developed a strategic approach to accomplish their shared mission that focuses on robust diplomacy and development as central to solving global problems. REF. Almost exactly 5 years ago, the public was told that Deborah Burks was appointed by Vice President Mike Pence who, on February 26, 2020, took over coordination of the U.S. government's response to the novel coronavirus. REF. The announcement said, Ambassador Burks is a world-renowned global health official and physician. She will be detailed to the office of the Vice President and will report to Vice President Mike Pence. She will also join the task force led by Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. She will be supported by the National Security Council staff. REF. This announcement contains hints that Burks was not chosen by public health agencies or officials. Rather, she appears to be coming from the national security apparatus, and will be supported by the National Security Council staff. Further supporting this supposition, on March 11, 2020, at a Heritage Foundation talk, Trump's National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, when discussing what the White House and NSC were doing about the virus, said, We brought into the White House Debbie Burks, a fantastic physician and ambassador from the State Department. We appreciate Secretary Pompeo immediately moving her over to the White House at our, well at the President's, request. Min 2143-2156. In other words, Burks was moved over to the White House by the Secretary of State, at the request of the National Security Council. The National Security Council was in charge of the U.S. government's COVID response. These facts about Deborah Burks's appointment to the task force are consistent with the government pandemic planning documents that show the NSC, not the HHS, CDC, NIAID, or any other public health agency, was in charge of the U.S. government's COVID response policy. Investigating Deborah Burks's role in the COVID response. In August 2022, I published a series of articles investigating how Deborah Burks got the job on the task force, the bogus science she promoted, and her relationship with the public health officials on the task force. Here are excerpts from, and links to, those articles. How did Deborah Burks get the job? Deborah Burks, an immunologist and Army colonel who worked for the Department of Defense and U.S. military on AIDS research, served as director of the CDC's Division of Global HIV/AIDS and as the U.S. Global AIDS Coordinator, REF, was appointed White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator on February 27, 2020. She had no training or experience in epidemiology, novel pathogen pandemic response, or airborne respiratory viruses like the coronavirus. She was offered the position by Matt Pottinger, Deputy National Security Advisor for China, who told Burks that if she did not take the job, American lives could be lost. In her excruciating story of the pandemic, Silent Invasion, Deborah Burks does not even try to make coherent scientific or public health policy arguments in favor of the Chinese-style totalitarian measures she advocated. Instead, she provides self-contradictory assertions, some downright false and others long disproven in the scientific literature. It was Burks. All Burks. We know Burks was not working with President Trump, although she was on a task force ostensibly representing the White House. Trump did not appoint her, nor did the leaders of the task force, as Scott Atlas recounts in his revelatory book on White House pandemic activity, A Plague Upon Our House. When Atlas asked task force members how Burks was appointed, he was surprised to find that no one seemed to know. Atlas, page 82. Yet, somehow, Deborah Burks, a former military AIDS researcher and government AIDS ambassador with no training, experience, or publications in epidemiology or public health policy, found herself leading a White House task force on which she had the power to literally subvert the policy prescriptions of the President of the United States. Debbie does lockdowns. It is my, as yet unproven, theory that the lab leak cabal, for which Birx was a primary agent in the US government, wanted to impose strict lockdowns all over the world. Whatever their motives, the goal seems very clear: get as many countries as possible to lock down for as long as possible, at least until vaccines become available. But locking down entire countries full of healthy populations was never an accepted or ethically/medically/scientifically supported pandemic response, and people might object to such draconian measures. So Birx plus cabal had to create enough panic to make it happen. Given this connection between the US government's COVID response, the CIA-adjacent USAID, and the National Security Council, maybe those who say they are interested in full transparency can answer the questions presented here. Hey, Jim Jordan, ask Fauci who his bosses were. And the crucial questions raised by the COVID dossier. Republished from the author's Substack.